The Cricket World Cup is down to its final four. Here in the U.S., cricket is still a fairly unknown sport. The Cup only made news for a tragic incident early on in the tournament, but for many expats and immigrants in New York, cricket is a way of life and a connection to the places they call home. WNYC's Siddhartha Mitter travels from the West Village to Richmond Hill, Queens, to find New York's cricket fans.
Good work from Andrew Flintoff. Please score.
8 Mile Creek is an Australian bar on Mulberry Street in Manhattan. On Easter Sunday, expats from all over the former British Empire gather here to celebrate the secular religion of cricket. They're watching Australia, the defending champion, dominate England, where cricket was invented.
I just love cricket. I grew up watching cricket. Life comes to a standstill in India when there's cricket on. Once India got knocked out, it took me a while to recover from the trauma of it, but I got over it.
Any New Zealander secretly would like to see England win. Australia are New Zealand's rivals.
I mean, I was just really sad about South Africa-Sri Lanka match. I was so close.
Australia wins the match. The English are fatalistic about their team's defeat.
We've been totally outclassed today by a bad team. The Australians are far better side.
And the Aussies brag.
It was always inevitable, mate. The history shows that we always win.
16 teams compete at the Cricket World Cup, which is held every 4 years. This year's competition has been marred by some strange events. Two of the big favorites, India and Pakistan, didn't make the second round. The day after Pakistan went out, its coach, an Englishman named Bob Woolmer, was found dead. That apparent murder is still unsolved. But New York's cricket fans remain enthusiastic about the rest of the tournament.
Welcome to Singh's Road Chapman Bar, where the exciting game of cricket is going on right now, where West Indies are playing South Africa. Hoping for a West Indies win, so let's see what's going on.
Because the Caribbean nations are small, they have a regional cricket team, the West Indies. That's the host team for the tournament this year, with matches being played all over, including Jamaica, Guyana, and Barbados. The West Indies is also the home team on Liberty Avenue in Richmond Hill, Queens. This is the heart of New York's Indo-Caribbean community. Late morning sunshine splashes in through the windows of Singh's Roti Shop at 132nd and Liberty. Behind the counter, lunch is ready. All kinds of chicken and vegetable curries, rice dishes, and the fried bread and chickpea snack called doubles. It's a Tuesday, but close to 100 people are sitting at tables watching their team on the big screen TV. Ashmin Mohammed is working the bar.
So far it's going South Africa way, but we are hoping and keeping our fingers crossed so that West Indies could pull out a victory here today. But we just got a wicket. Hopefully that will be the turning point of the game.
It's not looking good. Right now the West Indies team is bowling, like pitching in baseball, and South Africa is batting for a high score. In the afternoon, the West Indies will have to exceed that score to win. No one seems to think this is likely.
A very much tall order right now because their batting for the last three games has been a disaster.
That's Sam Singh, no relation to the shop's owners, just one of the many connoisseurs watching the match. He's a distinguished-looking man of about 60, in blue trousers and a red V-neck sweater with an elegant shock of white hair.
I'm a cricket nut, you know what I'm saying? I'm also a good golfer, but I used to play cricket in my times in Trinidad. I was one of the best cricketers in the island at that time.
Singh has lived in the U.S. for 37 years, in Florida, Texas, and now Queens. He works as a mortgage officer. Like many people in the neighborhood, he flew back to the Caribbean to catch a game in person. Now he's made the Roti Shop his headquarters for the rest of the tournament.
The crowd that we have here at Singh's Roti Shop, it's a mixed one. We have people from all over the Caribbean islands, Jamaica, Barbados, St. Kitts, Nevis, and Lucia. And we also have Indians from India, Pakistan, Sri Lanka, Bangladesh. It's really a world combination of cricket enthusiasts.
Watching cricket is an all-day commitment, and this is actually the short form of the game. Purists swear by the long version, where a match can last 5 days. The regulars at Singh's find ways to make the time to watch the match.
This gentleman who I met here, he's a retired gentleman. One guy who's somewhere over there, he works at night. And I think the guy behind me, I think he works around his schedule. I'm here at 9:30, he shows up a little bit more around noon.
Richard Burton lives in Staten Island and began watching the World Cup in Manhattan with the expat crowd before finding his way to Liberty Avenue.
What I've really enjoyed is just the atmosphere. Being around under other West Indians, the food, and hearing the language, the tongue, win or lose, what I'll remember more than anything is the atmosphere itself in Sings.
By the end of the day, there's no miracle. The West Indies lose the match. But as the saying goes, cricket is a gentleman's game. Everyone is gracious in defeat. They all say they'll be back to watch the rest of the tournament. Besides, it's springtime, and in parks around the boroughs, New York's own cricket leagues are revving up for their season. For WNYC, I'm Siddhartha Nitter.
You can hear about the music celebrating the Cricket World Cup today on Soundcheck. That's coming up this afternoon at 2 on 93.9 WNYC.